Chapter 2. Carmela's hands were shaking so badly, she could barely punch 911 on her cell phone. But she finally managed to pull it together and call for help. And even though it felt like hours dragged by, the first responders arrived within minutes. Carmela scooped up Mimi as two men from Fire and Rescue smashed out the rest of the front window with metal tools, ducked their heads in, and surveyed the scene. Shouting ensued, and the fire guys quickly brought in light stanchions, followed by two EMTs equipped with portable oxygen and medical gear. As the EMTs performed CPR on Devin and hung a bottle of IV fluid, Detective Bobby Gallant arrived. Gallant was a good-looking, slightly bulked-up detective who cast a curious eye at Carmela's presence. Yes, they knew each other. Gallant was the right-hand man to Detective Edgar Babcock, Carmela's fiancé. How convenient. Except it wasn't at all, because if Babcock arrived at the scene, Carmela figured he'd immediately banish her from the premises. The last thing Babcock would want would be for her to get messed up in one of his cases. And, chances were, this would end up being one of his cases. Carmela touched a hand to Gallant's arm and hastened to explain her presence here. "I heard the crash when his front window broke, and I couldn't find Devin Dowling anywhere." Her words spewed out in a hot rush. "So I came to investigate, hoping that I could help." She gazed at Gallant as she flapped a hand in frustration. "There was a huge explosion, and then I noticed Devin."
"Wait," Gallant said.
"There was an explosion after you came inside?" "Yes, like those flashbang things you guys use. Oh, and I think I heard the back door slam shut." Gallant just nodded as Ava stuck her head through the front window, blinked, and then stumbled into the shop on sky-high stilettos. "Oh, no," she said when she spotted Devin's body. "Is he..." "They're working on him," Carmela said.
"You shouldn't be in here," Gallant said to the ever-curious Ava.
"She's with me," Carmela said. But Gallant had bigger fish to fry than dealing with Carmela and Ava.
"Getting a pulse?" he asked the EMTs.
One of the EMTs shook his head.
"Barely."
"Please try harder," Ava said as she fingered the silver crucifix that hung around her neck. "They're doing everything they can," Carmela whispered. Still hanging on to Mimi, she pulled Ava away from Devin's body and then slipped an arm around her friend's shoulders. "Maybe I should say a little prayer?" Ava asked.
"Just stay back," Gallant told them in a no-nonsense tone.
He was part of the tight little scrum of Fire and Rescue and EMTs that now surrounded Dowling. As the EMTs worked on Dowling, another disturbance was suddenly taking place outside. Loud shouting, accompanied by howls from the anxious, curious crowd. Then, a voice boomed out that Carmela recognized immediately. Detective Edgar Babcock had arrived, and he didn't sound one bit happy.
"Push 'em all back," Babcock shouted. "Every last gawker. Then get some crime scene tape strung up and post as many officers as possible. Give me a 20-foot perimeter. No, make that 30 feet.
"Babcock," Ava whispered. Carmela just nodded. This crime scene, because that's surely what it was at this point, was about to get even more intense.
"And will somebody please unlock this damn door?" Babcock shouted.
"That's my honey," Carmela said under her breath. She watched expectantly as a tall, ginger-haired man hovered in front of the broken window. Then she caught her breath as he ducked his head and stepped on through. Babcock was, to put it mildly, extremely good-looking. Tall, broad-shouldered, elegant in his carriage and manner of dress, and with intense blue eyes. At this moment, he also looked incredibly on edge.